Of evening, wrap their silken arms around the troubles of the day, my children. This is Venus, all alone up here in the night, riding the chariots of fire and keeping watch over your dreams and maybe even a stray fantasy or two. There is a magnificence of Mr. Ernie Watts.
You're messing with
Yes, I think I have lost my mind just for a second there, though, but I think I'm okay now.
Well, if you're going to grab me, do it nicely. In the back seat of my robe.
I'm really sorry, Mrs. Carlson. Venus and I were just playing a little game. That's all.
You two go around grabbing each other?
Oh, yeah. No, just to relieve the tension.
What tension?
You don't feel it?
Why isn't Mr. Flytrap on the air?
That's a darn good question. Excuse me.
Miss Carlson, I was wondering, can I get you a cup of coffee?
Where's my son? I had an appointment to meet him here at 6:30.
Well, goodness gracious, he must have forgotten, gone on home. He's had so much on his mind lately. Listen, there's no sense in you hanging around this old hallway here.
Well, he'll be back if he knows what's good for him. I'll wait.
I can see that you're interested. How about if I show you how things work around here?
I think I've just seen how things work.
Top of the evening to you fine folks.
Hello, Mr. Flytrap.
All right, Miss Carlson, let's see now. First of all, this is what we call the board. Very complicated stuff here. Aha, there you see that? The two turntables here. Venus can cue up a record on one turntable. As you can see, the record is playing on the other turntable. Show the microphone.
Ta-da!
There's the microphone. And now, you know just about as much as we do.
Where does he sit? I see.
Mrs. Carlson, this is not what it seems. If you would give me a chance to...
Oh, knock it off, Andrew. I have a sense of humor. In fact, I'm known for my hearty guffaw. You know, I haven't had an amusing experience like this since... Well, since I fired your predecessor.
Just a little horseplay here. That was all.
Just two guys playing horse. Boogity boogity.
I understand.
Well, he started it.
Of course, I knew Mr. Travis liked games, but you, Mr. Flytrap, well, I thought you were more conservative.
Oh, I am.
Well, he is. He's a very conservative kind of guy.
You should have seen me 4 years ago when I was teaching school in New Orleans. I used to wear three-piece
suit. 4 years ago, you were a school teacher. When I hired you 4 years ago, you told me you were a disc jockey.
Oh, I was. Part-time.
You said your audience in New Orleans was the biggest. I remember the quote.
Well...
And Mr. Travis here confirmed the fact.
I ever did clear up that little misunderstanding?
No, you didn't. Well, since I have to wait for my son to realize what day it is, why don't you tell me all about it? Well, I'm waiting.
Yeah, well, I guess I should start from the beginning.
It better be good.
We're counting on you, you nut.
You see, Miss Carlson, when I first came to Cincinnati, I had gotten kind of tired of packing and unpacking town to town, up and down the dial. So let's just say I knew I was here to stay. And I never, ever wanted to leave.
What do you mean, break the lease? You're here for good.
Oh, did I say break? I think maybe that was the wrong word there, ma'am.
Oh, you bet your New Mexico buns it is.
Would you like to come in? Well, come right on in here. How'd you like a diet soda? That's not to say that you need a diet soda. How about a beer? Would you like maybe a beer? That'd be good.
Okay, but it's not going to do you any good.
One beer, come right on in.
Come to think of it, it's not going to do me any good either.
You know, ma'am, I have come 2,000 miles to a job that is not working out. Now, you know how that is.
No. You said something about a beer?
Yeah, right. One beer coming up.
Could you make it two?
Two beers coming up. Ma'am, I know I signed that lease and everything, but if this job doesn't work out at that radio station, I just might have to get right on back to Santa Fe. Here. It's a little warm, but take the whole thing.
Hey, that's very nice of you. I'll save these for Masterpiece Theater.
I tell you, that Alistair Cook's a real cut-up, isn't he? Yeah, but all kidding aside. I really appreciate your listening to the ramblings of an oh-so-very unhappy man. And I thank you so much for your understanding in this matter here.
A lease is a lease, Mr. Travis. It's God's law.
Please, stay for that. Oh, well, look at that. There's the door. Here, make yourself comfortable. We'll make yourself comfortable.
Andy, you nut!
Thank you so much for coming.
How you doing?
Gordon Sims. This is my landlady here, Mrs. Murphy.
Howdy.
Gordon is a disc jockey. He's going to help me out at that station that I was telling you about.
Oh, so sorry to hear that, Mr. Sims. Come on, help me up, boys. Come on. You know, I've got a business to run, and I can't feel sorry for every poor louse who comes around. Thanks for the lift.
What do you mean by, oh?
Don't you worry about that. Hey, man, it's good to see you. I was afraid you wouldn't come.
Are you kidding? This is where I get my big break, man. A DJ full time.
Yes, that's right. And you do indeed deserve it.
Yeah. A little scary, though, coming to work for a top-ranked station and all.
You got nothing to worry about. Here, sit down. Tomorrow morning, I got to tell you, I'm going to make a little format change here. I'm going to take this down-and-out radio station.
Down-and-out?
I heard you on that station in New Orleans. I knew you had it. But they didn't know what to do with it.
What?
You! Oh, is it part-time? Saturday mornings? That's all wrong for your kind of music. Now, listen, I'm telling you, I know how to program you right.
Yeah.
Gordon Sims and the Sounds of the Night.
Hold it. I don't use my real name.
That's right, of course. Nobody does. You shouldn't. What was the name you used in New Orleans?
The Duke of Funk.
The Duke of Funk. You need something a little more cosmic than that. Here, listen, let me ask you, what is your sign?
Who wants to know?
What is your sign?
Libra.
Libra. Mm, that stinks.
It does not. It's a love sign ruled by Venus.
That's it. That's perfect. Your new name is Venus.
Andy... I don't know how to tell you this, but Venus is a girl's name. You know that real white lady with no arms?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it has that cosmic feel to it.
Couldn't I have a cosmic name for a boy like Pluto?
No. That's a dog's name.
Mercury.
That guy brings flowers. Now listen, what do you think of when you hear the name
Venus. Flytrap. Plant that eats bugs? Don't be an idiot. Okay, now think. Venus what? Venus...
Rising!
Rising. Venus rising. That's good, I like that. That's good. Venus rising, I love it. You talk about love, and you talk about the stars, man, and you will be famous.
You think so? You think it might work?
Absolutely, absolutely. And when I make that format change tomorrow morning, you and I, pal, are here to stay.
Maybe it's the beers, or maybe my heart's bigger than my head, but, oh, well, hell, you can get out of your lease.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this later, all right?
Well, suit yourself, but this warm feeling may not last.
Yeah.
And if you're so sure of yourself, why are you trying to get out of your lease?
Another thing, Venus, that suit has got to go.
What?
It's wrong for the image.
I mean, this is radio. You can't see radio.
Yeah, but you can feel it. And we're going to do this new format with style and grace and class. All the way.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. Now, you got Johnny. Dr. Johnny Fever. And I am burning up in here. Woo! Woo! Sit right down. Relax. Open your ears real wide and say, give it to me straight, doctor. I can take it.
Travis is a dead man. They want to know him, the guy. I'll say.
When Mother gets here, you tell her we threw Travis off the roof.
How's it going, Andy?
Hold my calls.
WKRP, soothing sounds for senior citizens. No, this is not the emergency broadcast system. Why are you telling me all this?
Oh, you were right, Jennifer. He didn't even last till noon.
Oh, Bailey, I hate to take your money, but I...
Okay. Boy, we finally get a chance to turn this mortuary around. I don't know why everybody is so scared of a little old lady. If she were my mother, I'd duke her out.
Turn that off.
Yes, ma'am. She's not my mother.
Well, you're probably looking for the dance studio upstairs.
No, I need to see my man.
Which man is yours?
The dude's name is Travis.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm afraid the dude is in conference right now.
I'm cool.
I'm sure you are.
I'm the new nighttime DJ.
Oh, dear.
I beg your pardon? I mean, say what?
I'm Jennifer Marlowe. This is Bailey Quarters, Mr.
Venus Rising. What do you mean, oh, dear?
Oh, how do we tell him?
Just say it. I can take it.
Your dude is about to be on the first stage out of town.
Oh. Where's the nearest elementary school?
Say what?
What happened to Andy?
Mama.
Who's Mama?
Mr. Carlson's mother. She owns the station. Hates rock and roll and everything connected with it.
And everyone connected with it.
No kidding?
Oh, I guess you're used to this kind of thing in the radio game.
No, this is my first... Well, you know, you never get used to this.
Jennifer, I am not going to stand by without a fight. Mr. Rising, would you like to go in there?
Is the big bad mama in there?
Yeah.
Not me.
Mr. Rising, Andy is being fired in there. And if he's fired, you're fired.
I don't know any of those people. How can I help?
Oh, you'll scare the hell out of her.
Yeah, you know, shock is a very effective weapon. You've got that going for you.
What have you got to lose? Certainly not a job.
Ma'am, well, I hate to say it, but I personally cannot work that way. Guess I am fired.
Well, wait a minute. Now, Mama, you've been on my back for years to turn a profit here. Now, when I finally start doing something about it, you want to dump the station. I'll tell you something, Mama. He goes, I go.
What?
Yeah, you got it.
Arthur, you've never spoken to me in that tone of voice before.
Yeah, well, do you like it?
I hate it.
Oh.
But it's the first hint of backbone I've ever seen in you. Young man, we'll play it your way for a while. You've got the deal.
Thank you, ma'am.
But proceed carefully. I warn you, nothing weird, nothing strange.
Oh, yes, ma'am. No, you don't have to worry about me.
Andy, my man!
What is that?
May I introduce Mr. Venus Flytrap?
Hey, little mama.
I beg your pardon.
Venus is the best nighttime DJ in this country. I took the liberty of hiring him away from a station in New Orleans.
Did you have a big audience there?
The biggest.
Welcome to Cincinnati, Mr. Flytrap. Arthur?
Yes, mother?
This doesn't work. I'll tear you down brick by brick.
We get the picture, mama.
Nice to have met you two.
That's a mean little mama.
You bet.
Herb, Les, why don't you show Venus around the station?
Do it.
You know, Mr. Flytrap, I have some ideas about that nighttime show.
Yeah?
I do the sports news here, Mr. Flytrap. I don't know if you've noticed, but there certainly are a lot of Negroes in sports. Yeah.
Say what?
This is my office. Step right over here and let me show it to you. This is the door. See? Door. Now, these lines represent where walls will someday be. Walls! These are my Buckeye News Hawk Awards. I have more awards than anyone else at this station. You see, WKRP is just a stepping stone in this reporter's career.
Les, you've been here 24 years.
So?
This desk is the nerve center, Mr. Claptrap.
Mr. Claptrap. I could tell you farming stories that would curl your hair.
Hello, fellow babies.
Did you know that some chickens don't have teeth?
Listen, you guys been listening to my show?
Oh, that's Johnny Caravella.
I used to be Johnny Caravella.
No, you're Johnny Caravella.
I changed my name this morning on the air. Now I'm...
Venus Claptrap.
No, that's not it. No, it was Dr. Johnny Fever. I heard you this morning. You were great, man.
Fever? Huh, I better write that down.
How's it going, Lester?
Hello, Mr. Travis.
Hey.
How's it going, Mr. Flytrap?
Andy, may I speak with you privately?
Sure.
You could use my office.
Right. I got something to tell you, pal.
Just get me out of here, please.
Good job, John.
Johnny Blister. I like it.
Andy, what the hell's going on?
We did it. I just got through talking with Carlson. He is fully committed.
He should be. All of you should be.
Old lady Carlson loves you. She bought the entire act.
Where'd you get the name Flytrap?
I don't know, man. It just popped out.
It's weird.
Do I know you?
Yeah, I'm Venus... Flytrap.
Right. Venus Flytrap. I've been hearing about you for years, man. Really. We finally meet at last. We're going to get along just fine. I'm Johnny.
I'll be right back. Now, that guy's great. He doesn't know his name, but he's still great.
Besides, he's got a gimmick. He calls his people fellow babies. That's a nice gimmick.
Yes, man. It sure is. Listen, I gotta go. I gotta see a man about some wind chimes.
Wait, I need a gimmick. What am I gonna call people?
Anything. What'd you used to call your kids in school?
Imps, rascals, rats.
And so, students, my children, this is Venus Flytrap, inviting you to join me on a telescope ride of incredible distances and joyous harmonies as we spin, soar, and somersault into the night of knee-deep velvet. Now a little taste of honey.
So you see, Mrs. Carlson, we did bend the truth just a little bit. But we had to. The station needed Venus. It needed to know it had a sure winner. You can understand that.
No.
We did it for the station.
Oh, knock it off, Andrew. I hate nobility. You were thinking of your own hide, and you know it.
Well, I... No.
What have you got to say for yourself, Mr. Flytrap?
I guess we were fooling around just a little.
Indeed you were, with my money and my station.
But it worked, Mrs. Carlson. Had it been for that little game, I would have never found Venus.
You know, you're both a couple of con artists, but you never fooled me for a minute.
Come on now, Mrs. Carlson. Now admit it.
You bought the act.
I never buy anything. After I heard your preposterous story, I did a little digging. Shall I tell you what I learned?
Andy?
You taught chemistry full time. You worked at a radio station part time. You love the classics. You've never been married. Your parents divorced when you were young. You were raised by your grandmother. And you play the accordion.
Come on, you do play the accordion?
And you, Mr. Travis, collect baseball cards.
Well, there's nothing funny about that.
And you wet the bed till you were seven. No.
I think I've had enough truth for one day.
And I was just getting warmed up. Well, I think I'll motor over to my son's house and tell him a few things he'd rather not hear.
Nice talking to you, Mrs. Carlson.
Well, I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
That is a mean little mama. Till you were seven.